I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show. Thank you so much for listening in and for following our show. We so appreciate you and are grateful and thankful for you. And hopefully you all just had an amazing Thanksgiving and enjoyed your friends and family. And there's a good chance you're headed out shopping today, or maybe today on Sunday you're just home this morning relaxing and resting after a few busy days of shopping. But I'm pretty sure I can guess that we've got a lot of good shopping ahead of us over the next month as we head busily into our Christmas season and getting ready to buy presents and just all of this fun, wonderful time of the year. So I am very excited about our show today. I have a few guests with me. In fact, I have three small business owners. And of course, I'm a small business owner myself. And we're just going to jump in today and talk about shopping local, shopping in the community. Where do we spend our dollars? What difference does it make? How does it impact us? Should we even care about that? We're going to be discussing these topics today, so this should be really interesting, and I hope you will continue to join us and listen in. We'd love to hear from you. Shoot me an email, kim@ivedecided.org. Also, if you haven't been online lately, go check out our website. That's ivedecided.org. You need to get your tickets for the kickoff series. The Motivation on Leadership Conference is happening on January the 20th. What a great gift for the holidays. Give the gift that keeps giving and gets people motivated and encouraged to be successful in their goals and their dreams and whatever it is that they want to do. It's a great opportunity to give back to organization like PUP and to support almost 60 local businesses in the community. So it is just a win-win situation. And I would love to see you there in January. So think about that as you're doing your Christmas shopping. We love coming at you on the radio show, bringing our business members and resources, and just really doing everything that we can to provide you what you need in order to be successful. Without our business members, we would not be able to do that. So we are so grateful for them. We are especially thankful for Junction City, our presenting sponsor, and want to encourage you to head out there and spend some of your Christmas dollars with them as well. They do such a good job giving back to our community. And so let's just dive right in. I have a room full of girls here, all business women. It's awesome. So Kendall, hey Kendall, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me back.
Yes, you've been on recently with me. You're the owner of Hire a Housewife.
Yes.
And we're going to be talking about those services and encouraging people to think about buying services, not just your services, but service businesses in general.
Right. There are a lot of service businesses in the area, and they're all great gifts.
Yeah. There are plenty of service businesses and really super gifts, actually, because what better gift to give, especially around the holidays? Hire a housewife. I know I would love to see that gift under the tree after having all my family in, and then the house gets a mess, and having some help with cleaning that up would be such an awesome gift. I keep saying, hint, hint, hint. Right, ladies? You're hearing me. I hear you. And then, of course, Kim Powell, you've been on the show. Hey, Kim.
Hello, Kim.
My fellow Southern Belle.
Yes.
And you kind of represent that in-home business, right?
I do.
And so we want to encourage people to think about buying from their friends. We all have friends who are in some type of in-home business.
Yes, and the awesome thing is we all love going to the brick and mortar stores too, and then those days to where we don't want to go out and shop, we want to do it online, and why not do it by supporting a small business such as mine and other ones in the community? I know everyone that's listening to this has to have friends that is in network marketing or direct sales, in some way, form, or fashion. So I would encourage everyone to reach out to them and check out their sales during the holidays and gift sets and baskets and things of that nature.
And it just, you can see, I love seeing the success of my friends on social media who have those in-home businesses. It's great to see that. I personally just thoroughly enjoy it. So I definitely spend dollars in, with my friends in their in-home businesses, and we want to encourage you, the listeners, to do that as well. And then, of course, we do have our brick-and-mortar businesses, right, Michelle?
Yes. Hello, Michelle Baum.
Yes, Inspired Salon. Welcome back to the show. All three of you have been on the show before.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. And so, Michelle, you opened your business just this year.
Yeah, about 5 months ago. It feels like it's been 5 years because, you know, time goes fast.
It does.
The days are long, but the years are short when it comes to that. But yeah, we just opened in June and we're in Pekin.
Awesome. So selling gift certificates is something you were just talking about, how women, it's hard for us to give back to ourselves, especially this time of the year when we're buying presents for our kids and our families. We don't put ourselves first, right?
No. I mean, I don't know very many wives, mothers, sisters that do put themselves first, honestly. So when you can give them a gift that, one, it's something that they want to do anyway, it's something that they're going to use, and it's an experience that they maybe wouldn't get for themselves. You know, a great facial or a really nice hair color, it'll change how they feel about themselves. And isn't that really the gift that you're wanting to give?
Right. And that's what I'm that's what I want to kind of dive into today. And I wanted to hear all of you, your input and your ideas. Gifts that really do keep giving, you know, that are impactful. So when you spend your money, you know that you've not only just bought something that whoever that loved one is that you're giving the gift to, but you've also impacted a family. You've also given, you can think, I just gave to this business who I know gives back to an organization or my friend, right? I know Kendall, as small business owners, we get hit a lot in giving and contributing. And one of the articles that I read talks about that small businesses give the majority back to nonprofit organizations.
Right. We're getting requests for gift certificates for silent auctions and things like that. Pretty often, and whenever we can, we always will donate to that. We want to support our community and give back to the community when we can, and that so supporting local businesses like us does that.
And I bet that happens to you too a lot. I know at Curves, you know, we are giving away baskets with memberships in their year-long memberships for auctions to raise money for nonprofits. And you do that as well, Michelle?
Absolutely. We support a great number of charities. Even more than our money, though, it's our time that we're donating. I mean, it's not even just our gift certificates or our products that you'll see at silent auctions and those kind of things. But we're working in the community with you. We are serving on boards and things like that to really make a difference. I don't know who it was that coined the phrase, you know, it's not personal, it's business. But I guarantee they never owned a business because there is nothing more personal. There is no more extension of me than my business. You know, that's my third child. So I take it very seriously, and I want to know that I'm helping serve the community that is supporting me.
Yes, and I love that. When I spend my dollars shopping local, which I am an advocate of, I mean, I can count on my hand, one hand, how many things I've bought online, and I'm not even kidding. I know outside, Kim, we were talking before the show, Kim Powell Monate, you said, well, mine kind of is an online business. Explain what you meant by that, because I guess in that aspect, I am a customer of yours, so I do buy online, but I still, I don't feel that way because I can see I'm looking right at you, person that I'm truly benefiting.
Right. But there's those individuals like myself that really can't open a brick and mortar store, so we're able to work and provide products through our websites. But you still get that amazing customer service. You get to know the person. And now with social media and Facebook Live, it's really awesome because most of the people that I purchase from in network marketing or direct sales, they all do the by videos. So even if I've not met them in person, I feel like I've met them in person. So that's the difference with ordering online from a small business owner compared to a, you know, a big box chain. You get that individual relationship and you get to know that person.
And we're not completely knocking online. There is a time and a place for it. But what we're trying to say is just think about it, because even the big box stores, if you shop local, if you go into the store in our community, they are paying city taxes, right? They are employing people within our community. Whereas if you go to the big box stores online, now who are you? How's that help our community? They're not employing, chances are, really high chance that they're not employing anyone within our community, right?
Right.
And then they're not paying taxes like the people, like it would if you were to walk in. So, I mean, even don't just think stay away from the big box stores. No, we need to shop at those big box stores. Right. They bring a lot of money into our community, and a lot of them really give back to our community as well. But it's much better to walk in the store than to go online as far as the dollar spent within our city. All right, so I just have a quick question. I want to see, maybe have a conversation. So I want to ask all of you and kind of get your input on this. We hear about our economy, right? Mm-hmm. And what's happening in our city and the dollars. I personally feel a responsibility, you know, and that's how I think about when I spend dollars. How do you guys feel about that? Do you feel a certain responsibility? Do you feel like as people, citizens of this community, we have a responsibility to help the economy here by spending our dollars here?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you, especially once you become a small business owner and you see what happens to the dollars that are spent in small businesses, you realize how much it impacts the community. Not just the business itself, but the people it employs. And I have six Peoria employees who benefit from every dollar that's spent at Hire a Housewife. And these are women who get to take care of their families and put food on the table because people are spending locally.
So it's impacting their employees, their kids, those kids who probably are in the school district and,
right.
and the taxes and the things like that. I mean, are we thinking about that when we spend our dollars? What do you say, Michelle?
Yeah, absolutely. I think about, I used to work in direct sales as well. And when people would buy something for me, I'm like, okay, that's football. That's gymnastics. That's what, you know, I started in that business because I wanted to be able to pay for my kids' sports. You know, like those dollars are staying right there with that family. But then think about how that frees up every dollar that you're spending in that small business, how that frees up resources, because now I can donate my time, I can donate my dollars to another organization that that I feel good about, and I can turn around and re-spend that money with other small businesses. Every dollar has a huge, huge impact on that local family and all of the families, all of the lives that they touch, especially in these small businesses, in a service organization where you're not buying a thing, you're buying an experience. Think about that as well, the impact that that makes in your community.
Yeah, I do. And I think about it. You know, we talk about Running Central. We love Running Central. They're a part of I've Decided and are locally owned. And, you know, I would never buy my shoes anywhere else because I know that when I buy my running shoes from there, and every now and then someone will say, oh my gosh, you can get those so much cheaper online. I'm like, I don't care.
But you don't get the experience of going in there. The person knows you. They know what you like. And they're going to make a great recommendation versus buying something online. I'm willing to pay more for that experience.
I am also willing to pay more because I know where the money goes. I can see what the people who own that business are doing. Mm-hmm. You know, I know that Adam and Marie serve on the board at Easter Sales. Right. You know what I mean? Like, I know the money that they put back into the St. Jude Run every year. Yep. And so I don't look at it like I can save $20 online. I'm like, I would much rather give, I mean, I would give, that's like giving a gift to them for $20 for all that they do within our community. Mm-hmm. You know, they pay their employees very well. You know, and these are just one example. I mean, we have almost 60 business members who are local businesses who are giving back to our community. I think about even Lincoln College. You know, you don't even think about that being kind of local, but we all know Nyssa, out at Lincoln College, Abe, right? Mm-hmm. And what is the impact that she is doing in this community? So when you think about going back to school, I know there's a lot of online colleges that you can choose from, but you can go right here in our community. And you say, well, what difference does it make if I go one night a week to Lincoln College, Abe, or if I go one night online? Well, where's that college at? Who's getting that money? When you go here, they're paying taxes. They're staying right here. They're employing a person who lives in our community, and we know how much she gives back. So it's just even that.
Right. This goes back to that show that we did a few months ago about I Believe in Peoria.
Yeah.
When you spend your money here, you're telling Peoria, you know, you believe that it's going to survive and thrive. You're putting your money back.
We got to shop here. You know, I know a lot of people love to go out of town. You know, think about all the people that go out of town shopping, especially we're close to Chicago and close to St. Louis. And those are fun adventures. And we love that. But what you reminded me, Kendall, we talked about that when we did the I Believe in Peoria. It's like, do a staycay, right? Like, instead of leaving, spend your dollars here. So think about if you go to Chicago and you spend $700 or $800 there, oh my goodness, what impact would that have, you know, if you spent that $700 or $800 here in Peoria?
Right.
And when you're giving gifts to kids, think about, you know, think of it from a parent's point of view. If you are giving them, a gift certificate to the park district, that's an after-school activity or something that they can do that now the parent doesn't have to pay for. So you've actually given two gifts. You know, you've given a gift to me, the mother, that now doesn't have to pay for karate lessons instead of having to pick up toys that my kids are going to lose interest in 5 minutes. Now I've got 6 weeks of karate that's going to strengthen my kid and, you know, make them more disciplined. It's a great gift for the kid, but it's also a gift to the mom.
Yeah, and now, it gives, you know, right back to
frees up that family budget a little bit. So think about your local park districts and organizations like that when you're giving gifts, especially to children. How can I double that value and give a gift to the parents as well?
Oh, that's a great idea. And Kim, I was just thinking about the in-home businesses and talking about how, you know, I know out there, there's some husbands who have heard their wives saying, my friend sells, you know, fill in the blank, whatever that product is. And I've been thinking about that product. How could they go about maybe buying a kit, a starter kit, or something that they could try out? I know you said you do some bundle packages for the holidays. And
Well, and that's a really good point. And every company's different, but what's awesome is they could actually give the gift of an opportunity to their spouse, to their wife. With most network marketing companies, if they join as a partner with that company, they get a deeper discount on the products, and they can make a commission. They can earn trips. You know, they can earn free products as well. So that's a great. This is a great time of year for the spouses or significant others to think about that. You're giving them a gift that's going to keep giving to the family, a commission, and on blessing other people as well.
And there are really great products and in-home businesses. We have quite a few that are part of I've Decided. And if you're wanting to see all of our resources, so if you would love to select a business from our I've Decided resource page, we would love that. And you can check them out at ivedecided.org and just click on the resources. You'll see all the businesses who are a part of I've Decided. And when you support them, you're initially supporting this movement because they are the reason that we're able to do this. They are part of I've Decided. They're community-wide difference makers, making an impact in our community. We give back to PUP, People with Unlimited Potential, which is a school for young adults with disabilities. And we just gave them $2,750.
Yeah.
I know. Wasn't that awesome. Exciting? It is right here during the holidays. And so, you know, again, it comes back to when you're spending those dollars right here, that's what's happening. We are the businesses who are giving back to your favorite nonprofit organization.
Yep. And just like, I think it's okay to mention this, but Curves is doing the shopping event with a lot of small businesses in December. What's that date?
The first is like Monday, December 4th, I think it is. I don't know. We'll check the calendar and maybe throw that date out. But absolutely. So we have a lot of our I've Decided business members are going to be in Curves that day and set up and just offer an opportunity for our members to shop and shop local with all of those businesses and any one of our businesses who want to participate in that. I know that's out there. And we welcome anyone in the community to come in. It's not just for members. Come on in, you know. And we want to support each other. If we're all successful, we're all successful.
Yes.
Right. That's like my favorite line. I love it. I mean, it's so true, though, isn't it?
It is. Yes. Yep. You help build each other up, and it helps you in the process.
Absolutely. Okay, so I got this top 10 reasons to shop local. And I think we've touched on a lot of these. But we talked about money spent here stays here, right?
Right.
And jobs and wages, which Kendall, you said at Hire a Housewife, you have 6 employees?
In Peoria.
Just in Peoria. And then you do over at Galesburg too, huh?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Michelle, how many employees do you have?
We've got 4 employees.
Okay.
And yeah, those dollars are staying right there in their pocket. So it's fantastic.
We have 6 employees at Curves. And I know you guys have team, you consider them team members.
Team members.
How many team members do you have, Kim?
I do not even know in this area. I would have to look. There's many.
What's your best guess?
Oh, just in this area?
Yeah.
Probably 30 maybe?
Yeah. That's not employees.
That's just in Peoria area.
But that's on your team. You've developed that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So 30 people in this community that's on your team.
And they also will volunteer for local events and stuff. I mean, that's the whole thing, too, when people are listening to this. Like, when you're shopping local, when you go into the brick-and-mortar stores or you're shopping with network marketing individuals, check out and see how they volunteer in the community. Because most every single business that you're going to come in contact with, they don't do it just for the money. They do it really to help the community. They have a heart for getting to know people and building relationships. So that's one thing I think the community needs to know.
Yeah, no, that is a very good point. Now, this is something to think about, a stronger tax base. And so we don't like the word tax. We don't. But let's face it, we have to have tax is not a bad thing because I like having a fire department. I like having the police to protect me.
Mm-hmm.
I like having roads that are salted, right? Mm-hmm. Don't you?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So I like that my kids go to Peoria School District and that we're giving money back, you know. And so taxes are not a bad thing. We all have to pay our part. The issue is where they spend those tax dollars. We could go on and on about that, but we won't.
That's another show.
That's not what this show is about. But I have this here, and I thought this was really cool. I stole this off of Chris Setti's Facebook page, and Chris is the assistant city manager. Uh-huh. So I'll just give him a shout out there. Hey, Chris. He put this on Grow Peoria, Why Shop Local? And so basically, and I love it because they use Junction City as an example. And I know that they do that because Junction City is just so generous in giving back to our community and this Peoria School District and great. So $100 spent at Junction City versus $100 spent at Amazon.com. This is what it looks like. $5 to the state of Illinois. And $5 to the state of Illinois. So both get, the state of Illinois from both gets $5. Here's where it starts to change. $2.75 to the city of Peoria. And online, nothing to the city of, 0.9 cents to the city of Peoria. 25 cents goes to Chicago. Interesting.
Oh, that's funny.
Interesting, right? So when you're in Peoria and you shop on Amazon, Peoria gets 0.009 cents, but Chicago gets 25 cents. I don't really understand that, but that's what happens. 75 cents goes to Peoria County. 0.003 cents goes to Peoria County, and 50 cents goes to the county schools if you shop in Junction City. I think more because they give so much back. Mm-hmm. that's just based on taxes.
Right.
That's not based on what
they do.
Right. The Kazan family, Alexis and Beth, what all they do in our community. We're not even putting that in, right? And then, of course, online, there's none of that goes back to the school. And then 0.863 to other Illinois government and transportation funds. So basically, the majority of the $100 that you spend in Junction City stays in Peoria. Mm-hmm. And the majority of the $100 that you spend on Amazon does not.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we were just talking about how the rumor is that Amazon's going to be the first $1 trillion business.
A trillion with a T.
Trillion with a T. So don't be, if you're like a huge Amazon fan, no, we're not knocking Amazon, okay? Mm-hmm. We all order every now and then. But here's the thing. We just want them to share. Right. It's okay. if they have 999 billion and that other billion could be distributed to the small businesses, right?
Right.
I want you to think about that.
Well, I want to say this too. I'm a living example that you can shop local and have your whole outfit from local. My sweater came from Junction City, one of the stores there. My pants came from Ruby Ribbon from a friend that's in I've Decided.
Yep.
My jewelry came from Stella and Dot, which is network marketing.
Yes.
My hair is Monate, of course. And makeup and stuff also is locally bought as well. So it's doable, and I'm not broke from doing this.
No. And that's a very good point. People talk about, well, it's just so much cheaper online. But again, it comes back to think it through. You're going to lose it somewhere. Mm-hmm. If you don't pay the taxes in the community, if you're spending your dollars online and we don't pay the taxes in the community, the taxes are going to get raised in order for us to survive, in order for us to be able to pay what needs to be paid.
Absolutely.
And so you're going to pay in the long run, no matter how you might save a little bit right then and there. But the point is that you're going to... It'll come back. Okay, so stronger tax base, that's huge. Local business owners invest in our community. It's number five. That's basically what we've been saying. And I know that if you're listening to this, you would agree with that. If you've ever been around to ask businesses to support something that you're doing, the ones who say yes, 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 are those small local businesses. And you know what? When it comes to small local businesses, most of the time the owners aren't really even earning a paycheck. They're really giving out of their am I right? Laugh because we all know this.
Yep.
We're giving out of our paycheck, right, Kendall?
Right.
So when you give those gift certificates, someone says, well, it's just a gift certificate. It doesn't cost you anything. Well, yes, it does, because you have to pay the employee that's going to do the work.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. So, and that probably comes right off your paycheck.
That comes out of my profit, which is my paycheck.
Yeah, that's how it works.
And, you know, I do a lot of fundraising for various organizations, and we don't even go to places that are not small businesses, because I can walk into a small business and say, this is important to me, and they say, here you go. And I walk into a big box store, and I got to run that up the chain. It's going to take 6 to 8 weeks.
You can go online. You can go on applications.
No. You walk into a small business, 9 times out of 10, they're more than willing to give.
Absolutely. And happy to
and
do
happy
it.
To do
and
it.
That's what I love. Happy to do it.
That's
happy
why
to
we
do
need
it.
To support small businesses.
Yes, please. This is our plea to you. Okay, as we wrap up our show, I want to go through these others. There's better variety. So true, if you shop local, mm-hmm. better variety. And here's the other thing, we talked about the dollars saved. Convenience equals savings. So that's really good. It says, shopping locally saves time and money. A shopping trip to another community costs you nearly 50 cents per mile. So think about that, because sometimes it's not shopping online, but it's the fact that we're leaving our community to shop in another community.
Let's not forget tolls if you're going to Chicago.
Don't forget all the tolls you got to pay, right? Green friendly shopping at local business reduces gas consumption. And of course, we've been talking about this, our friends and neighbors, mm-hmm. right? Friends and neighbors and community pride. You know, you take pride in your community when you spend those dollars. And so, well, this was an absolute fun show. I loved having the three of you here with me. So thank you, Kendall of Hire a Housewife.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. And if you are considering providing a service to someone you love for Christmas, please think about Hire a Housewife. I think it is an awesome gift. And you can find Hire a Housewife on our resource page. You can find them on Facebook. Real easy to find. Kim Powell, Monate, Global, which is the wonderful hair products, mm-hmm. which I love. And so Kim is not only representing her own business, but all in-home businesses. Support your friends. Mm-hmm. Why not? Give back to them. Help them be successful in their goals and dreams. And you're doing that when you shop those in-home businesses. And of course, Michelle Baum, owner of Inspired Salon. Thanks, Michelle. And you kind of represent that brick and mortar small business. Mm-hmm. And so we thank you for all that you're doing in our community. Thank you all for being a part of I've Decided.
Thank you. Thank you.
So grateful for your support. And to the listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I hope you got a few pointers and encouragement to spend your dollars here. And most importantly, get online and get your tickets to the Motivational and Leadership Conference Series. The kickoff is January 20th. This is one of the best Christmas gifts you can give. You're giving back to the community, all of our businesses, and of course, the motivation that the person you give the ticket to, that they're going to receive throughout the year. It's just a great gift. So thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday as we wrap up this holiday weekend and then roll right into Christmas. Enjoy the day. Enjoy shopping. Have some fun. And stay local. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?